Luis Vega walks through his two-story building in North Haven, where he and his team process hemp products like soaps, tinctures, and hand lotions. Vega points out how he plans to expand.
And then we're building this all out. These will be like classrooms so that we can do education for cannabis.
Vega remembers smoking his first joint in New York City, where his family migrated from Puerto Rico early in his youth.
So my grandfather and my family back in Puerto Rico were all farmers. Farmers, fishermen, tradesmen off the land, generational land that our family had been on.
Vega went on to finish his studies in hospitality management at the University of New Haven, later landing a position in corporate America. He was diagnosed with Crohn's disease early in his life, and the condition worsened, forcing him out of his job. But cannabis helped.
As I got sick, I ended up back into that farming atmosphere.
Afterward, Vega traveled the country for 4 years visiting farms that were growing mass-scale hemp. Later, when the University of Connecticut began offering an education pilot program on cannabis, Vega also joined. He became a seasoned farmer, and by cashing his retirement fund and with the help of a business accelerator program, Vega became the first Latino hemp farmer in the state. He named it
Huepa,
an ode to his Puerto Rican roots.
Being of Puerto Rican descent, this was something I was heard in my household. It would be something that was said all over the place. And it was just that feeling of euphoria that once I got into this business, kind of stuck and it kind of moved forward.
He says the road wasn't easy. During his travels, Vega barely came across other farmers from his same background. And he was also met with discrimination. At business meetings, farmers would often ask for Vega's boss instead.
So I have faced little bits of literally everything from the, oh, you're just some Spanish kid, to you know nothings. So I've taken those experiences and made it a driving force for myself, one of those motivational things.
Vega's passion granted him several seats at the table, like the state's Agriculture Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Working Group, Connecticut's Hemp Industry Association, and the National Hemp Authority. And now, with 10 years of hemp farming under his belt, he hopes to share his knowledge with cannabis consumers across Connecticut. First, he needs a provisional cultivator license from the state as a social equity applicant.
So the social equity aspect is, to the extent possible, create a level playing field for communities that have been disproportionately impacted by the war on drugs.
That's Andrea Comer. She's Deputy Commissioner at the Department of Consumer Protection and Chair of the Social Equity Council. The council is currently in charge of the licenses expected to include social equity entrepreneurs in the budding industry. But she says for many entrepreneurs, federal regulations make access to capital a challenge.
So you can't walk into, you know, a Chase or a Bank of America and get a loan. And so those who are interested in getting into the industry have to be thinking about, well, how am I going to come up with this capital?
If granted a provisional cultivator's license, Vega would also need to come up with a $3 million fee as required by the law.
We're really excited and we're looking to go a little bit big because we do have the financing from our corporate partner.
That partner is Merida Capital. They've been helping entrepreneurs to enter the hemp and cannabis industry in New York and Massachusetts. Now, after 3 years of partnership with the private equity firm, Vega hopes this could help him break into the adult use cannabis space.
I'm super excited for what the forward momentum is. You know, ideally, we'll be able to provide upwards of 100 jobs for the local community.
And Vega says he wants that community to be Bridgeport. It's an area disproportionately impacted by the war on drugs, but it's also a place Vega often visited to celebrate his Puerto Rican heritage and where he now hopes to bring job opportunities. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Brenda Leon.